Kim, thanks so much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff, and then Dane Neal is sitting in for Wendy. Wendy will be back on Monday.
Ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha is right, Dane.
Right.
Truer words never spoken. Maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't, but boy, what a story this is. Behind the White House the other day, all of a sudden, isn't it a giant inflatable chicken that looks just a little bit like President Donald Trump? How did that happen, you may ask? That's what a lot of people are wondering. Taryn Brar joins us right now. He is the man behind the inflatable chicken.
He's how it happened.
He is exactly how it happened. Taryn, can you hear me? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Happy to be with you.
Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. This was a strange story that just kind of happened unexpectedly, and you're the guy. So go through the paces. What happened?
Yeah, sure. So I was actually living in Chicago earlier this year, a beautiful city, and at that time I organized Tax Mart Chicago, which was a demand for the president's tax returns in April. And during that time, I purchased a 30-foot and two 10-foot chicken dons, and then I shipped the 30. In March, I had the idea of placing them outside the White House, and then I studied the camera angles involved and kept coming to D.C. over the last few months and secured the permits and secured the equipment and then dodged the storms, and then Wednesday it happened.
So what goes into when you say the permits and you had to be checked out? Mm-hmm. Like what does that mean exactly? Are there rules there in Washington, D.C. about giant inflatable animals? And if so, what happens when they resemble the president?
Well, they couldn't bar it based on that because that would be a violation of the free speech First Amendment. But they have had cold air inflatables before. They're not the most common. Usually their height restriction is 25 feet. They gave me a waiver for 30 feet, 25 feet, the tallest thing on the ellipse, the National Christmas Tree. And Chicken Don towered over that like the vulgar being he is. So what I did was I went to the National Park Service and went to their permits office and filled out an application, told them very straightforwardly, shared photos of the chicken.
Did you say it's going to look like Mr. Trump? Did you mention that part of it, that it would look like the president, or did you leave that? You did that. All right.
Yeah, I did. In text, I told him on the permit that this is intended to criticize the president's behavior.
Well, I don't know if it criticizes the behavior, but it does. I mean, it looks like a chicken, so it doesn't really look like the president. There are some physical traits that I think are, that lend you to, but it's, it is him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the National Park Service, once I put in the permit, had conference calls with them. They went through the process of coordinating with everyone else, and I did get slow walked towards the end, and actually my permit was only given to me in writing on Tuesday at 3 p.m. about less than, I don't know, about 16 hours before I was
cutting it close.
To go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they cut it close. And like, I had to go in person and keep showing up and be persistent and let them know that I'm like, this is my right.
Yeah. You want to do it. What was their facial reaction? Like when you presented your plan to them, did they roll their eyes, or they're like, yeah, someone's doing something? What was their reaction?
At first they were a little bit bewildered, but they grew very amused. In fact, I saw some Secret Service agent that I've been seeing repeatedly while I've been doing these inflations the last few weeks, and he said we entertained them.
I wonder if the Secret Service is obligated in any way to protect even inflatable likenesses of the president. Was there any thought to that on the security side?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, to work in that area, you need to. I work with the authorities, just like in Tax March, and I like working with the authorities. And so in the permitting process, they put some pretty onerous sort of regulations around the thing in terms of, if the helicopter comes by or anyone goes for a walk on the South Lawn, you have to come down in like 3 minutes and things like that. So we created procedures, protocols, rented extra equipment to make all that happen.
Taryn, does it bother you to know that probably somewhere in Washington there is now a file on you, that somebody's every once in a while opens up a drawer and looks and sees your name and just looks through a file? Does that bother you, or are you okay?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's certainly a sacrifice, and I've received a lot of racist abuse, hate on Facebook messages.
Have you really? But,
anti-chicken people.
Yeah. The Colonel.
So that's okay. I mean, like, mostly the chicken image is pretty cute, and mostly the Trump supporters were taking photos with him enjoying it. A few here and there are upset.
Now, where did you get, like, where does one obtain one? Did you stitch it together yourself? How do people get one of those?
Right. So they're available on Alibaba, and I've been trying to tell, now that there's all this new interest, I've been trying to get them to negotiate their prices down so Americans can get them a bit cheaper, but they are manufactured at a balloon facility factory in China. Like his bribes.
And you can get a much, I was on eBay today and they have like 10-foot versions of it. Yours was like a 30 or 35-footer, right?
Yeah, this is the 30-foot version. I do have two 10-foot versions as well, and they went up during Tax Mart Chicago.
Oh, they did. They did. Yeah. Now, he has said, Donald Trump has said himself, Taryn, that he can't. He wants to give out his tax returns, but he can't because he's being audited, even though everybody keeps telling him, well, you can still do that. He insists that he can't. Yeah. What do you make of that situation?
I mean, I guess Mueller probably already has them, so they're probably privately being investigated, and that's fine with me. I don't need to do them myself. I don't care. But the criticism of him as opposed to Tax March, this is like now opening up the foreign policy criticism of his chicken hawk foreign policy.
Mm.
So he's hiding his nest eggs with his tax returns at home, but he's also, strutting on stage and with his chicken hawk foreign policy.
Interesting.
So many poultry references. Now, if you could find a way to tie him into holidays, like make a Christmas version, maybe a Halloween version.
A turkey at Thanksgiving.
Maybe a turkey, right? You'd be tapping into something.
Do you already have a game plan in place? This isn't probably the last we'll hear of you. You have something planned for the future, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, I'm teaming up with the artist who designed the Chicken Don originally, and he's doing some cold air inflatable balloons shaped like Russian arms, and the idea is we're going to have dozens of these Doms on the Washington Monument grounds flanked by Russian inflatable arms to protect him, which the symbology is good, and President Washington, first president, first spymaster, said that you got to be careful about the dangers of foreign interference in our democracy. So we're in the process of putting that together. I've submitted the permit to Parks. I have calls with them coming up. It's called Chicken March, and it's to mock the president's desire for a military parade when he hasn't even done anything good.
Hmm. What is the reaction from your friends and family? Are they proud of you, of what you've accomplished of late?
With your spare time.
Yeah.
I guess when there's this much media coverage, a lot of people kind of recontact you, and they're saying they're proud of me.
Well, then what's wrong with that? It is nice that we do live in a society, in a country where this sort of thing is allowed. There's other parts of the world where if you did this, we might not be talking to you. You might not be available to speak to us.
Definitely. And that's what we got to stand for right now, because one of the messaging points is that President Trump is too afraid to stand up to Vladimir Putin. And, Putin put him in power and helped put him in power and destroying democracy, no regard for the truth. These are very destabilizing things. So what we take for granted today could really disappear.
That's true.
It's nice, though, with all the issues, however you come down on them, so dire, so many things that are serious in the news, to bring a little levity to the situation, I think is good.
Yeah, thank you. So people are so stressed that, even before, I've been doing this for a few weeks, months, and it's never taken off in the media as strongly as it has this time. But every time it was still worth it, because you see smiles on people's faces and images speak a thousand words.
Taryn, the first time I saw this was very early in the day the other day, where they were showing they were showing the White House, and somebody there on one of the cable networks said it almost looks like there's a chicken that like they weren't quite sure what to make of it. And then by half an hour later, everybody was focusing on it.
Yeah, it became a media feeding frenzy by about 2-3 p.m.
Yeah.
So the appearance here, and you're obviously, taking, kind of sharing that whole journey, what's going on. But what do you do Bill, your thoughts on celebrity balloons? Like, where do they go? Is it the Macy's parade?
Sometimes,
is it out in front of car dealerships?
A lot of times.
Like, what is next for the placement for this chicken?
I want to place it on the Washington Monument grounds. And I have some friends who are other chicken tenders, we call them, around the country with various sized chickens. There's only two 30-foot ones in the country, one here in D.C., one in San Francisco. But there are smaller ones all throughout the country. And they're all going to fly, and they're going to land in D.C., and then they're going to be on the Washington Monument grounds protected by Russian inflatable arms.
So funny. Taryn, it was great to meet you, and I like when somebody stands for something, and you certainly do seem to stand for something. If people want to know more about your cause, where do they go? Yeah. Is there a website?
Yeah, there's a website. There's two things. One, there's a GoFundMe, which is gofundme.com/chicken-march.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine, and that's where we're trying to raise the funds for the next big project.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, our handle is @ChickenDonnyBoy, spelled chicken, D-O-N-N-Y, Boy, B-O-Y. Chicken Donny Boy.
Perfect. Taryn, thanks so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be with you
Take
guys.
Take care. That's Taryn Brar, the man behind the chicken. a phrase that I never thought I'd say, but I did. I just said it just a
Not
second
just
ago.
Not just the chicken, because the San Diego chicken has, no, I'm sure, the rights for that. The Chicken Don, he was calling it.
Chicken, yeah. How about that? All right, let's take a quick break, and then there's more to discuss with you. It's Bill and it's Dane in for Wendy on WGN.